Here we go.
This morning is from Revelations 21, 22 through 26. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon or to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations.
Good morning. I just came back from a little trip to Florida. It was so nice. I think there should be a picture of us up there. Yeah, there we are, you know, the water, the sun. I thought about wearing my swimsuit because I was so comfortable in it when I was in Florida, but I thought better of that. And instead, I'm wearing my... It would have been fine. I'm wearing my adventure clothes. You know, my shirt would wick off all of my perspiration, and my pants are kind of waterproof, and I have on my very favorite shoes, my hiking boots. I am ready to go, and my handy dandy fanny pack. Carry everything in this, man. I am ready to travel, to take some adventure. I am probably much more comfortable in this outfit than I would have been if I'd had on my swimsuit. So just saying. But one of the things I noticed when I was traveling is that people dress very comfortably when they're at airports. Our sermon series these days is a part of the series Quest, The Awakened Traveler. We have been called to leave our homes, and last week, Pastor Susan challenged us to be prepared for encounters with the unknown, the unfamiliar. And as we travel today, we will acknowledge that we all have a choice about how we respond to what we encounter. I contend that we all dress comfortably when we travel because travel makes us uncomfortable. Isn't it just nicer to stay at home where it's comfortable and familiar, cozy, easy? It doesn't challenge us to think about anything or anything new or different. Travel challenges us to change. And come on. Raise your hand. Who really likes change? That's why Sam and I get along so well. We like the days that aren't the same every day. There's a few more people that like change. Absolutely. Because you know what? If everything stayed the same, oh my gosh, I'd be scared to death. I'd get bored. Could not handle that. And don't ask me to change that either. We have a choice. We have a choice about how we respond to challenges when we encounter them. When we travel, so whether we travel or not, we are on a journey, a spiritual one, if not a physical one. Admit it, you're not the person you were 5 days ago, much less the person you were 5 weeks ago. Who were you 5 years ago? And who were you 5 decades ago? We have a choice about how the encounters on this journey change us. They already have changed us, some by intention, but many, dare I say most, by accident or by the consequences, unseen consequences of our choices or the choices of others. So we can wake up to the truth that we have choice, that we are making choices all of the time, conscious or not. Or we can just remain asleep, letting the world, its slings and arrows, form us. It's random or its purposeful woundings change us. Or its many joys or its fleeting happinesses change us. Doesn't it just seem easier to stay asleep? I mean, travel is work, isn't it, Janet? Right? Travel is discomfort. Change is hard. Just can't I just rest here? Maybe if we keep our eyes closed, we don't have to wake up. In this picture, the character Jack Sparrow has eyes painted on his eyelids. He just looks like he's awake. His eyes are actually closed. How many of us are walking around in our lives with our eyes closed? Day to day, we are living our ordinary lives. We're loving our families, we're caring for our children, we're attending church, we're volunteering for the many ministries that serve the hungry, that care for the sick, that are setting the captives free. We're bringing in our underwear on Undie Sundays, not wearing our underwear on the outside, by the way. We could wear our underwear on the outside on Undie Sunday. We could. We're doing all these things because we're supposed to be doing all of these things. We might be crushing it, man, getting it done with excellence. Good for us. And as far as everyone else is concerned, we probably look like we are living the good life. But are we awake? Are we awake to our experiences? Or are we doing all of the things the way that we have always done all of the things? Are we awake? Or are we living to fulfill the expectations that others have determined would be good for us? Are we awake? Or are we just going through the motions? The key to waking up is in our text today. Verse 23 says, "And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb." Is God's light shining into your journey? Illuminating the dark corners that you would rather keep private, flushing out all that you might think you are hiding within. My friends, there is a time when this journey has to turn inward. You've left the comfort of home, you've encountered a world that is different and sometimes hard to understand, and it will change you. If your eyes are closed, you will continue on in an effort to perpetuate your comfort, to make the things and the places and the people and the practices that are different from you, that you don't understand, that don't align with your belief structures. And if they don't fit, you'll have to discard them or discredit them. Otherwise, the dissonance will wake you up, and then you'll be grumpy because they disrupted your sleep. Reading on in our text today, verses 24 to 26. The nations will walk by the lamp, by the lamplight. And the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations. This is an image of our destination that I believe God is continually bringing into the eternity of this present moment. If we are awake to our experience, walking by this light that illuminates our path instead of stumbling along with our eyes closed, the vast diversity of the human experience is ours to encounter. Awakening to every moment of every day expands all of our moments to explore the imaginative and creative expressions of God manifest in all humankind from every nation and all kinds of people. God has opened these gates. We don't get to decide who comes and goes through them. If we are asleep with our eyes closed, being tossed and turned as circumstances demand, we will miss the opportunity to encounter the beauty of God preparing us and everyone else to experience the richness of this amazing vision. If we are awake to the twists and turns of our journeys, God will prepare us to delight in the diversity welcomed into the heart of God. So how do we make this choice to wake up? It's really easier than we think. Just breathe. Just take a break and reflect on your own experience. Instead of trudging on ahead, getting stuff done, crushing it, powering through, stop for a minute. Take a deep breath. Reflect on what is happening in your mind, in your heart. Pay attention to your body and offer it up to God's light that you may know the truth, whatever it is. That's it. Really, just stop for a minute and notice your own reaction. So we're going to practice reflection in regard to religious pluralism of our globe. In your bulletin is a slip of paper. On it is the golden rule, according to the Gospel of Matthew. It's familiar to us. Don't I have a slide up there? Yes, thank you. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Very familiar. On the other side is a bit of wisdom from one of our, a spiritual teaching from another spiritual practice. It's similar, but it's not the same. And now I'm going to make you uncomfortable. I want you to gather into small groups, 4, 6, whatever, those that are sitting around you. And I want you to reflect on the differences in these texts with each other. Ask yourself, how does it make me feel to find truth in other spiritual practices that are not Christianity? How does it make me feel? Not what I think, what I feel. All right, I'm going to give you just a few minutes to do that. Some of you might have to move around a little bit. You have some pews in between you. Be sensitive to each other's mobility issues about that. And I know it's uncomfortable to have to move, to travel. So I double dog dare some of you to move around a bit. I wish I had that question on the slide. That would have been a good idea. Thank you so much for your participation. would love to have an opportunity to reflect as a large group, but this would be too large a group, and it would be a little harder for our online folks to hear. So are you ready to wake up to this amazing journey? Are you willing to let God mold you and shape you in your beautiful uniqueness, to appreciate the beautiful uniqueness of the vast diversity of the human expression that is the face of God? Wake up. God is waiting to love you into the kingdom of God. And this table is the place to wake up. This is a place where everyone is welcome, regardless of age, creed, ethnicity, color, sexual orientation, gender expression, background, belief system, or faith. This table is the place to bring your questions. This table is the place to bring your discomfort. This table is the place to bring your shortcomings and your mistakes. This table is the place to find peace and hope. The communion table is a sacred pause when we all reflect upon the gift Jesus gave us of his life and his death. All are welcome. Come now, for the table has been set for you.